When girls called. When I was in grade school and girls called, my mother always managed to pick up the phone first. She would ask, "Do you know my son is not supposed to talk to girls?" Of course they didn't know. Even I didn't know why, except that my mom didn't understand America yet, and I hated her until she did. I can still hear my mother in her 4-foot olive frame and Arabic accent embarrass me as she yells, "Never call here again! My son does not want to talk to girls!" By this time, I'm cowering under the dining room table, anticipating tomorrow's black top gossip about a gay boy named Sam, pretending that the phone never rang, that my mother could not possibly be explaining the difference between virgins and sluts to a young girl who probably just wanted the math homework. Then my mom shouts for me, wanting a reasonable explanation for why girls had my number. I wanted to tell her that it might have been my fuzzy brown hair, my sensual bottom lip, or simply my 10-year-old impulse to write my phone number down on the sweet-scented notes of fifth-grade girls who had friends, who had a friend, who had a friend, who liked me. Though I was only able to hear my mom lecture me about silly religion and temptation and how kisses spread disease and French kissing amid the babies. But I was too young to care. All I wanted was for Amy Ishmael to like me because it tingled and felt good when she said I was cute.